And it's a public hearing on order number R1-216-0045 to consider renewal of the conditional waiver waste discharge requirements order number R1-212-003 for existing cow dairies in the North Coast region. And I don't want to repress anyone's comments, but I am reminding people this is a mere extension, and the actual text of changes that are coming will be in the future.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, Board Chair. Can we have people take the oath?
I'm sorry, pardon?
Have people take the oath.
Oh, yes. You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
All right.
And in addition, I've advised Valerie Minton to make a statement at this time.
Okay. I would like to disclose that I am employed by the Sonoma Resource Conservation District, or RCD. The RCD provides assistance to dairies in the North Coast region, including assistance with water quality plans and BMPs through an existing 319H grant. I have discussed potential conflicts of interest with board counsel and have been advised that my position does not prevent my participation in this matter. It is not reasonably foreseeable that a decision on item 5 will result in a material financial effect on the RCD and, in turn, myself or members of my immediate family. While much of the RCD's work results in multiple environmental benefits, including water quality, there lacks a significant connection to the content in the renewal of the dairy waiver to raise any conflict issues. Further, an RCD is considered a governmental agency under Government Code Section 82030, Subdivision B2. As confirmed by the FPPC, my salary does not constitute a source of income and therefore does not disqualify me from taking part in decisions by the Water Board. I have had no ex parte communications on this item. I have no bias either for or against the dischargers based on my employment at the Sonoma RCD. Therefore, I will not need to recuse myself from this item.
Okay.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Sherry Blatt, Water Resource Control Engineer for the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board staff. And this is item 5, renewal of the conditional waiver of waste discharge requirements, order R1-2016-0045. For existing dairies. We have some new cow pictures from this fall, and this is Ferndale jerseys. First, I will view the current dairy program, including existing permits and expiration of the waiver. Next is a little bit about the future of the dairy program. However, the main reason we're here is we'll review the dairy waiver renewal. The existing requirements and components of the waiver, water quality benefits of the waiver, how the waiver meets California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. I'll describe the public hearing notices that were posted. And last is my recommendation for the waiver renewal adoption. The existing dairy program has 3 general permits. The National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, which is a federal permit, expires in March 2017. No dairies are enrolled under this federal permit. The General Waste Discharge Requirements has no expiration date. 3 dairies that were considered higher risk to water quality are enrolled under this permit. The General Conditional Waiver of Waste Discharge Requirements, 120 dairies are enrolled under this waiver. It expires January 19th, 2017, which is why we are here today asking for renewal of this waiver. The dairy program has been successful over the last 5 years, and next I'll briefly discuss the future improvements to the dairy program. The future plan is for a new dairy program with new general waste discharge requirements by sometime early 2018. This includes the action today of renewing the general waiver to extend existing coverage, developing a work plan to schedule the tasks needed to be done, holding stakeholder outreach meetings and workshops in 2017 to collect comments, ideas, and concerns. The CEQA analysis would need to be done when drafting the new general waste discharge requirements, and the general waiver and the NPDES permits at that time could be rescinded into the new general waste discharge requirement. So today I'm proposing renewal of the 2012 general waiver. Waivers expire every 5 years unless rescinded or renewed. The renewal contains the same exact provisions as the 2012 waiver. In fact, the 2012 waiver and its monitoring reporting program is an appendix to your renewal order in your packet today. Just the renewal extends the expiration until December 15th, 2021. So here's what's in the waiver. After enrolling under the waiver by submitting their notice of intent, the dairies had to submit a water quality plan by November 2012. This was to show that their dairy was meeting the California Code of Regulations, Title 27, and were aware of requirements to protect surface water and groundwater quality. Their best management practices were required to be in their water quality plan. Next, nutrient management plans that ensure even distribution of manure and nutrients over the pastures and fields were required for dairies over 700 mature dairy cows. In 2012, about 25% of North Coast dairies had nutrient management plans. Now in 2016, over 80% of the dairies have nutrient management plans. This is a big improvement because not only manure management, but for dairies to help get funding and water quality improvement projects. Next, annual reports are due each November 30th. This notes the current age classes of the cows on the dairy and assures requirements with the general waiver. One requirement is photographs of the manure ponds holding capacity to show for the upcoming rainy season. Surface water monitoring downstream of each dairy is required 3 times each winter. Rainy season, when there is 1 inch or more of rain within 24 hours, and their sampling must be done 30 days apart. Testing includes temperature, pH, electrical conductivity, and ammonia. Groundwater monitoring is due each spring and fall for 2 years and includes testing for nitrate and fecal coliform. This shows that groundwater is protected, or it informs us when there is a problem. State Water Resource Control Board sets annual fees for dairy permits starting in fall 2015. This began. The fee, typical fee, is about $1,000 for around 200 mature dairy cows and around $2,000 for around 400 dairy cows. My primary task at the Regional Water Board is the dairy program. This program has been successful in educating producers in the protection of water quality. This is done through staff inspections, responding to complaints, attending stakeholder meetings. The California Dairy Quality Assurance Program holds annual workshops to bring dairies the latest news and help dairies complete their waiver annual reports. The Natural Resource Conservation Service funds comprehensive nutrient management plans and helps to design and pay for water quality improvement projects on many, many dairies. State Water Resources Control Board has funded water quality improvement projects, such as through grants to the resource conservation districts to fund nutrient management plans and infrastructure improvements on dairies. One resource conservation district performs surface water monitoring for the dairies and reports back to any dairies that do not meet water quality requirements so that best management practices can be installed immediately. Western United Dairymen funds some nutrient management plans, but mostly they assist probably 90% of our dairies in helping to come to the inspection and help them fill out and submit their annual reports and get their monitoring done. All farm bureaus assist dairy producers to meet state requirements. In particular, the Sonoma Marin Farm Bureau heads a surface water monitoring meeting once a month for this area, and the water quality is discussed, the water results below dairies is discussed, and any results and actions needed. These are just a few examples of the success of the program, and we really appreciate working with all these stakeholders. The Regional Board is the lead agency under CEQA for this waiver renewal. There are various categorical and statutory exemptions in the California Code of Regulations and the California Food and Agricultural Code. These regulations and codes are listed in the waiver renewal order, and the first four are categorical exemptions. The last is a statutory exemption. There was a 10-day public hearing notice for today's meeting. It was in four newspapers in Santa Rosa, Eureka, Crescent City, and Siskiyou County. The notice went out to all on our agency LIRIS list, our dairy LIRIS list, which is 250 members. The notice was posted on our public hearing page on our website, and I emailed all the dairies to inform them of today's meeting. Public comments are accepted at today's public hearing. Del Norte, Holstein. So staff recommends adoption of Order R1, 2016-0045. And these are some Humboldt Jersey calves. We will take questions and public comment at this time.
Any board member comments or questions?
Mr. Chair. Well, for one, Sherry, thank you very much. I know we have some producers here today. We have some interested parties and stakeholders. This has been a very good program. It's been given, I think, the accolades that it deserves for cooperation and a model for how actually regulatory can be done. I do support going forward with this renewal, for one thing, to remain covered, right? I recognize that this is a five-year renewal, though, and at the same time, I assume that you get the band back together, right? That there's a lot of outreach and time frame here. The one thing I know that you're aware of, Sherry, is that in going through, we went through two enrollments with the Mellow Dairy and the McClellan Dairy with having to do a CEQA document on their own. And I think there's a desire here, as I know it from this board, that anybody that wanted to enter into this program to have some type of mechanism so they didn't have to go solo, that we have an enrollment process. The one thing I would like to ask then is that I know this is a five-year renewal. At the same time, in keeping with our conversations with the executive officer recently, is I'd like to request a work plan and timeline from you guys as you confer with your stakeholders and partners in this and how this is going to go. 5 years is a long time. That's fine. And the program we have now is not defunct or deficient in a serious way as I know it. I know that there's things that are contemplated to be included or amended, and that all I think it would be fair to ask staff for a time frame and a work plan, at least nothing complicated, but give us some timeline back. Doesn't have to be today. I believe also Region 2 has recently renewed their dairy program. We've talked about regulatory consistency between regions. The Southern Dairy Belt in Sonoma County is an extension of the Northern Dairy Belt in Region 2, and I assume you coordinate with them as well. So
we do.
Yeah. And so this again is kind of a no-brainer, and I'm very much in support of this. It's just give us some information back so we know how this goes in a time frame and order.
Excellent. Thank you.
I just have a few comments. One, we have to do it or otherwise we've taken off the table the conditional use permit, and that's what people are using. And so the most popular regulatory tool we have, in order to maintain it, we have to renew it. I share Board Member Norn's comments on the time frame. We definitely got hurt at the staff level of meeting our deadlines, but I don't want to therefore have everything be a five-year project, especially because there is a tremendous, there are some crying needs to move this forward. One of them is for two dairy members have to go their own CEQA analysis and go through the regulatory burden they did. I think it's too high, and it's a sign that we need to find a way fairly soon to fit people into this alternative regulatory structure. I also want to note that our general waste discharge permit no one has liked that regulatory mechanism, and people have chosen either the individual or our conditional waiver with BMPs. And that's a clear sign it needs to die and be changed one way or the other. If no one's using it, obviously we didn't strike a resonant regulatory chord with the regulated community. that raises the interesting issue on whether we want to have an amended general waste discharge requirement or an additional conditional waiver. I believe your materials have said we're going to eliminate the conditional BMP waiver. I'll reserve judgment on that, but I think we need something that the regulated community wants to participate in. And a lot of the impetus was staff didn't want to go through the work every 5 years, but a way to look at it is everyone else is going through the work the more we change it. Now, I do realize there's a fee element to this, and if we go to a general waste discharge, there will be fees, and that needs to be considered, but I was very happy with the voluntary response we got working with the ag community, and I hope we have that spirit going forward and really keep our eyes open. What's the best way for people to just get through their work and get through the day and participate?
That's exactly our point. We'll start with the stakeholder meeting and listen to everybody's comments, including yours today. I'm taking note of everything that you guys are saying. Our goal is to go as fast as we can and get a general waste discharge requirement. They're going to have the fee either way. The waiver fee started in December 2015, so there won't be much difference. There really is not much difference right now between the general waste discharge requirement and the conditional waiver. The main two changes, the two differences were the fee and the requirement for a nutrient management plan. So those are things that we'll take to the stakeholder meetings.
Mr. Chair, can I have one, hey, Sherry, one last thing. As I assume along the way here, I absolutely agree, you know, going back and talking to stakeholders and interested parties here is, you know, we tend to be touchy-feely on this type of stuff, so come back and include us within some of that, not only in an informal basis, but possibly an open workshop here and before we go towards adoption is my request.
Excellent. We'll look at the board meeting schedule and see when we can fit that in.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I ask for a clarification on your request, Mr. Noren? Would you like to have that be a workshop during the public review period or during the development of a new permit?
You know, I could see it go either way, Matt, and I'll leave it to you. And maybe it would be better. We don't have to do it necessarily as a meeting here. If there's a workshop and you could make it a staff workshop that we could attend, perhaps.
Okay. Very good.
Would maybe be more efficient than to try to do a two-step.
Yeah, so we'll develop a work plan, and that'll be a component of it, and we'll give board members an opportunity informally to provide input on that work plan.
Right. You guys can game plan it from here and
Perfect.
Then get back right. to us.
Thank you.
And I just want to say early and often, and if we'll go over the work plan. If we want more reports, we'll put it in that in the form of a motion so it's clear. All right, anything else before we call in the public? Okay. Doug Berta, Sonoma County Farm Bureau in Beretta Dairy. Oh, I'm sorry. I read your printing better the second time.
Good morning. My name is Doug Berta. I'm representing the Sonoma County Farm Bureau as the chairman of the Animal Resource Management Committee and also a dairy owner in West County at Beretta Dairy. Just coming to you today to adopt the renewal of this waiver. We worked hard to get it here. We understand the reasoning why we need this adoption to move forward. For some of you that don't know, the Animal Resource Management Committee has been going on over 30 years here in the county. We work with Region 1 and Region 2. We have funded the water sampling sites by the dairies. One of the other main things were when California Fish and Game did not have the money to continue sampling watershed sites, we as dairymen took that upon ourselves and hired a third-party monitor to continue doing that because we know the reasoning behind this and we know what it is to keep clean watersheds going forward. One of the things that in Sherry's presentation that the nutrient management plans, and it was presented that every dairy over 700 cows had to have one. As she said, 80% or more of the dairies have accomplished that. And what I need you to understand is we are not big, huge dairies here. Our average size is about 300 to 350 cows. So we all stepped up to the plate on our own, not being mandated to do those, but we went ahead and did them also. As a dairy owner, I think that one of the things that really needs to be understood is we have all worked very hard to make this program work. We understand why it needs to work. Myself, I started in 1987 with a UC Ranch plan to the nutrient management plan. I've logged over 150 to 200 hours and spent close to $350,000 in upgrades. I just finished a NRCS water diversion upgrade of over $18,000. And as you all know, I was the first participant in the nutrient crediting program that was over a $100,000 project done on our dairy with the city of Santa Rosa. So please, I'm just requesting the adoption. Thank you very much.
Any comments? I just wanted to thank you. I think you really, by your cooperation and working, got something you could live with and let us go forward with our program. And I don't think it would be as far along or as good as it is without some of those hours that you put in.
Thank you.
And then I do want to say to staff, whenever possible, if we can build on the base of certified ranch plans, which are actually hard to get, that's a wise move, and we may want to reference that in our documents. Blake Alexandri.
Sorry, I was taking a note on what is a certified ranch plan. Blake Alexander from Crescent City. So we dairy in both Humboldt County and Del Norte County. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. I've seen many of you before, and I really am here to speak in favor of the extension of the waiver and maybe answer questions or give you a little feel for my perspective as a dairy owner. So we actually run four dairies. I guess one of them would be average size, and the other three are well above that. And we are paying fees that started last year. And we've, appreciated the opportunity to work with the Water Quality Board all the way through this process. Sherry's been wonderful and the entire team. And we were of the first group of farms or dairies to step up and volunteer, on-site audit and inspection, and kind of been involved since the beginning. In regards to, how everything has played out, I'd like to just share with you what we've done in the last year at our farm. I've just got a few things here. And it's all in regards to best management practices and upgrading, the integrity of our entire farm and facilities. And again, that's at four locations. But concrete under a calf slab in conjunction with the NRCS funding and really getting control on any runoff that might have come off of that system. We are now into a formal compost covering systems, a new compost spreader truck that helps us, deliver nutrients out to the fields in a kind of a timely fashion in a dry form. Cow lanes, a lot of new cow roads, new bridge, couple new bridge crossings, a lot of riparian area fencing, and then a whole lot of wetlands restoration work that we just tend to do a lot in our area because we are an extremely wet area. But we've done all this under the waiver in cooperation with a lot of different agencies and a lot of different sometimes funding mechanisms. And I'm just here to say as a dairy farmer, I think the system is working. We are over-regulated by a bunch, and it's nice to kind of package things up and move forward under that, guys. So that's really all I have to say. Are there any questions?
Any board member comments? Well, thank you for driving down. Pretty wild ride.
Yeah, it was crazy this morning. Yeah. You're welcome.
You can clear the road on the way back. So
yeah.
When I go back.
I called 911 to report a new little slide, so hopefully it is cleared on the way back.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa Lima, Western United Dairymen.
Good morning. My name is Melissa Lima with Western United Dairymen. I represent 113 of the 123 dairies regulated by this permit, so they definitely keep me on my toes. I just wanted to tell you that we really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you this morning. I understand this renewal will likely move forward. It's a very important step in moving into a more robust stakeholder process for probably what looks to be a general waste discharge requirement in a few years here for the dairies. But just as a little reminder, I come here often and visit with you guys about what the dairies have been working on. And I like to do that and kind of remind you guys what those 113 or actually 123 dairies have been up to. So over the last 5 years, we did a little informal survey as we were preparing annual reports this year, and it appears that the dairies, which range in size from 12 cows to about 3,000 cows, have spent on average $40,000 in on-site improvements over the last 5 years. That's infrastructure improvements, best management practices, and that's during one of the most tumultuous periods in the economic side of the dairy business. So I think $40,000 on average per dairy, I think for any regulated entity, that's a lot of money, but we're very proud of the fact that during those tumultuous economic times, they've been able to find that money and invest it in things that help them to be better stewards of the environment. In addition to that average of $40,000, with the addition of fees last year, our dairies on average have spent $15,000 each in compliance costs. That doesn't that's an average across the board from the 12 cow dairy to the 3,000 cow dairy. So folks like Blake have spent quite a bit more than that, probably in just fees, they spent $15,000. But that includes costs for monitoring, groundwater and surface water, those additional costs for paperwork, and all the different kind of incidentals that come up with a permit like this. As you heard, quite a few dairies have taken the step to have CNMPs prepared for their dairies. In fact, by my count, 85% of our dairies now have certified nutrient management plans, and most of those are done through NRCS, so that means they're approved with the highest standards. In the process moving forward, we really look forward to working with the staff in a really robust, it seems it's going to be a really robust stakeholder process, having a good back and forth about what's working and what's not working, what producers can do to maintain the level of compliance that they have, but maybe make it a little bit easier on their businesses. And we just thank you so much for allowing us to work with your staff, who have been wonderful. They really listen to what dairy producers say. They really take the time to understand what goes on the ground and how that applies to both water quality and to their businesses. And I think that that's really important. It's become really a partnership. And I think that that's kind of the model that all regulator relationships should be. So thank you so much. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any board member comments or questions?
Go ahead. Nope, you're first.
I just wanted to ask you, and I realize you got to look at the product before you have a final position. Do you have any thoughts on whether you prefer the conditional waiver of the BMP versus a general waste discharge requirement?
I think some type of a hybrid. The advantage of a general waste discharge requirement is that we don't have to come back here every
right.
5 years. And kind of reopen things and figure out, little minutiae details, I guess. So something where we can work with best management practices and dairies can figure out, what works good for their facility, but that also benefits water quality, something that's not extremely regulated or extremely record-keeping oriented, but that also carries over time, and that we can come back, visit with you guys, find out, make sure that it's working, but not maybe have to delve into it in quite as much detail every 5 years.
Okay.
Melissa, can I ask, and I should have asked this to Doug and Blake, is it correct you said 118 of the 125, I believe, dairies are under your programs?
Yes.
So that's Dairy Quality Assurance Program.
I work for Western United Dairymen, so we're a trade association. It's a voluntary program.
Right.
The Dairy Quality Assurance Program, I'm glad you brought that up, is a really great program. Three dairies, I believe, in the region were Dairy Quality Assurance Program certified. That means they have a third party come out and evaluate their facility and tell them, yes, you're doing a great job. They kind of have the highest standards of water quality. They have several different models. Water quality is one of them. Animal welfare is another. Air quality. But this year alone, we've had 10 dairies in the region certified under the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program. And I have a whole lot more banging on the door waiting for those certifications. It's just a matter of getting the third-party evaluator up to the area and doing it. But we had in September back-to-back 5 days worth of evaluations, and they went really well. And that really speaks to the dairies in this area that, you know, they can call up a request a certification, and most of them are easily passing.
Well, one point is that the Dairy Quality Assurance Program, the organic standards requirements out there, I think, Blake, you know, referring to that kind of thing as far as being overregulated here, is the inclusion of these other requirements into our permit. And I know that Sherry is, we recognize those programs. They are part of the moving parts with these things. And as they go forward, I know that those aren't static programs. Those programs also evolve.
Yes.
And the evolution of those programs and inclusion into our permit as it moves forward is a part of this. And it's a very important part of this, is to try to use that the synergy and the parts of those other programs for an amalgamation of what becomes this permit.
Absolutely. As business owners, these guys will tell you that looking for those efficiencies and,
right,
and kind of not doubling up is what
That's
we like
right.
to say. Wherever we can is of utmost importance, and we'll definitely be doing that during the stakeholder process.
Well, and you guys have been a consistent and important third-party player in this process, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you to the staff.
All right. I believe that concludes the public hearing on this item, and a vote would be in order. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair, I will give you a motion to adopt order R1-2016-0. Doggone it. No, you just can't squint.
I know.
You're ready to
See,
be
I
chairman.
I squint it. Let me do this again. Adopt order number. Is this the order? R1-2016-0451, is that correct?
Section 0045.
Sorry, 0045.
Yes.
Second.
Any board member comments? Okay, please call the roll.
Aye.
Board Member Bedoya.
Aye.
Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Board Member Hale.
Aye.
Board Member Noren.
Aye.
Chairman Corbett.
Aye.
Board Member Gant.
Aye.
Board Member Juicy.
Aye.
All right, the motion carries. The next item of business is a public hearing to consider administrative